Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I've never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
Good day to you. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen, highlighting, underscoring the talent of women in radio. The whole idea of having more women, people say, why do you have those women on the air with you? I have them on the air those because they're women. Talented. They have things to, yeah, don't you love that? Those people, or you people, when people talk like that, that's an instant turnoff for me. Even though every once in a while I get caught in that trap myself.
I hate when people say you people. Oh,
you people.
You people.
So answer a question. I'm going to ask all of you, because this is the world of radio. You've all decided to cast your lot with me, or me with you. Ladies in the radio world have become more prominent. I want to know why there aren't more women in sports talk radio. There are women who are on television. There are women who do games even now. And I say because it seems when you think, or you listen, I mean, the people I grew up around listening to do baseball games, for example, I couldn't imagine as a kid listening to a woman, and I don't know why. What difference
does it make?
Remember
the Fabulous Sports Babe? Whatever happened?
Yes,
there?
Nancy Dunedin was her name, or is it?
Yeah,
her name?
That's the one that pops to mind when I think of women in radio and sports. Isn't that
right.
funny?
And she got run out of town because she was supposedly hard to work with. I don't know. If that's the case, I could think of a dozen guys who are hard to work with.
Mm-hmm.
It should be run. It's the same old, and I don't mean to belabor this, but I just had the thought about women in sports talk radio, women in sports television and as reporters and that sort of thing. But I don't hear a lot of women doing, I don't know, I can't tell you other than Nancy, frankly, Jennifer. I don't know of any women doing sports talk radio. Do you?
I know two good examples that most men will agree with as well, because, you know, men have strong opinions when it comes to listening to women talk about sports. But Michelle mm-hmm. Beadle, I think, is phenomenal as a sports commentator and reporter, and she
is
does
she
a lot
radio
of radio
program.
Is yeah, she does.
Is she hosting
TV and
a
radio.
Program?
Yes.
Is
oh
she
yeah,
hosting
for sure.
Yes. A program, really.
I believe she also has a new podcast, and an up-and-coming sports name that everyone will know soon is Katie Nolan. She has a TV show called Garbage Time that's on at midnight, but she just launched a podcast that's doing really well, and she's on Fox Sports. So, and she's great. She's from Boston, and she's really, really great.
Why do they call it Garbage Time?
Because she is like you, she calls things
Excuse
a lot
me?
Of things she says is garbage.
Garbage.
That's yep. sweet. Thank you.
You would like her.
Wow. There are women, if I say this lovingly, Boston is full of sports fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
There are
yep.
two radio stations here that do sports talk, and they both are very popular. They fight with each other over who's going to be number one and number two. And at this time of year, the station that carries the Red Sox is easily number one. But I don't remember listening to her, so I'll have to pay a little more attention. And I didn't mean to make a big thing out of this. I just was thinking.
No, it was one of my goals, Doug, actually.
I
used to want to be a sports person. Like, I wanted to do play-by-play. There is a glass ceiling for women in the sports biz because you have to earn men's respect to be able to talk the talk, you know? And.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, hopefully we'll see more of it with qualified people getting more of an opportunity because maybe people want to get diversified on their stations.
Well, is there, are we in this same league, pardon the pun, as we are with politics, where we're talking about the first woman president, the first woman this, first woman that, and then maybe we can take down those barriers, the glass ceilings, as you call them, to people in various, it's just happened in the world of war. Women who want to be in combat roles, front lines, in the Marines, in the Army, that sort of thing, and how that's being dealt with. It isn't going. You're not going to change. You're not going to stop this. So you might as well join in and admit to yourself if you are prejudiced, why you are prejudiced, what's your problem. And then enjoy what it is that anybody, excuse me, brings to the table. Whether it's Jennifer and and Kara and Victoria bringing what they do to this program or whatever things that you're listening to. We do tend to. I see these things all the time. Laura Ingraham and how she and Dana Loesch are the only two women in conservative talk radio, for example. Okay, so they're good hosts. Why does it make a difference whether they're men or women? Actually, they're better than both of them. Are frankly, this is going to, I'm probably going to be sorry I said this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Both of them are better than most of the men that are doing right of center talk radio. They're younger, they're smarter, they are more attuned to it. And I don't know, I know Dana, I know both of them, you know, within reason. And it has nothing to do with anything other. And this is the only way people ought to be judged. How do they do on the air? As I don't know Dana well enough to know what she's like to work with off the air. I do know Laura well enough to know what she's like to work off the air. So that isn't my judgment. I'm not. The only thing I'm saying is that here are two qualified broadcasters who have gotten someplace, not because they were good, but because they were women and they were good. But they are, in my estimation, better than most of the men who were trying to do the same thing, and in some cases, extraordinarily successful.
Well, I think that Dana is doing so well is because she has, you know, she sounds different than what a lot of people are used to hearing on conservative radio. And I think that's one of the reasons, not because she's a woman necessarily, but because she sounds different. And I mean, I guess that's partially because she's a woman. But I think when people with sports radio, I think when people realize that they're tired of hearing the same old opinion and the same old voice from, you know, tons of different people.
Hey, John, what about the game last night? That's what it sounds like to me.
That's sports radio.
I think that will open up more to women, because people are going to realize at some point that women have, you know, legitimate opinions about sports and know things about it. And, you know, they're going to get tired of hearing the same old thing. That's what I think. I'm tired of hearing the same old thing.
So, right. All right. So let me throw a rock into this and then I'm going to run away. The Nancy Dunedin's problem was she tried to sound too much like a man, as are the problems of women who get to be politicians or women who run businesses. Instead of being themselves, they more often try to craft themselves after the men that precede them, which I believe is a big mistake.
Yeah. We don't celebrate our femininity because we're trying so hard to compete with the men. Instead of saying, you know, here are my differences, here's my unique set of stuff that I bring to the table, it's always about fitting in. I think that's fair.
At the end of the
day,
none of you
have tried to sound like me.
No.
I think at the end of the day that people like listening to people who are real.
Right. That's exactly it. If you sound authentic, then that's right. What cuts through. Yeah.
Okay. I that was probably a good place to end the conversation. 14 past the hour on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This right-handed hitter was the 1977 Comeback Player of the Year. He anchored the hot corner for the Southside Hitmen of the Chicago White Sox, a team that in 77 slugged 192 homers.
Soderholm lashed one down the line to get the White Sox offense rolling.
So where is Eric Soderholm now? Eric founded Front Row Tickets in 1984, which became a multi-million-dollar business in the world of ticket brokering. Eric also opened Sodder World with his daughter, Misty. It's a spa and health and wellness center in suburban Chicago, which has been going strong since 1997.
The key was starting a business and then surround yourself with quality people.
Sounds like a winning formula to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Outside the seaport of Mururan on this northern Pacific island, the last of a truly unique Aboriginal tribe can be seen. They're called the Ainu, and the Ainu are physically distinct from the general Japanese population. Well, the Ainu date back to the New Stone Age and have no written language and have a light European-style skin color and round eyes, vastly different from the majority Japanese population. They've all but vanished, and their ancient village grounds were turned into an Olympic ski slope back in 1972.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
17 and a half the hour, Derek Stephens Good Day program. So, ladies and gentlemen, for your benefit, the last couple of minutes while you've been listening to commercials, the three ladies who are on the program here with me have been making fun of me and my various phrases, wordology, things like
produce. I think I was
like
very nice because I said it would be hard to imitate you because you don't do very much silly stuff. And to imitate someone, they have to do a lot of silly stuff. I said, you just say weird words like blueberry and produce.
Blueberry. That's what blueberries.
Blueberry.
It's a blueberry.
Blueberries. They're blueberries.
Blueberry.
And then haven't you? But you haven't got anything better
produce,
to do?
Not
than,
produce. If
that's
produce.
If that's the best you can do, it's time for us to move on. All right. Right. Let's get to.
I said that. I was being nice. I'm like, there's really not much to go at you for, you know.
All right. I want to know why people who are your age, Victoria, do not shake hands firmly. I have been noticing this.
Why is it just my age?
Both men, I don't know. I mean, I find it a real turnoff. I tend to shake hands very firmly.
Me too. People
say to me that you're, you know, sometimes, oh, that hurts.
They but say that's quite a grip you got there, Stefan. You say thank you.
Yeah. I was, yesterday, I was shaking hands with somebody. I'm trying to remember. A guy was twice as big as I was, and he said, man, let go of my hand. Wait, you're hurting. I believe it's a, my father taught me that it was a sign of sincerity, that you can tell a lot about a person by the way he or she shakes your hand. And because I say this often to women that I meet who have a good firm handshake. I said nothing better than a woman who's got a good firm handshake. And I just wonder, it seems the younger you are, the less likely, whether it's male or female, you are to give somebody a good firm handshake. And I guess I wonder why. Where'd that go?
I don't know how many. I don't know how often women shake hands when you meet someone, though.
Oh, well,
I think more
do.
And more
in work. Yeah,
I think. Yeah, yeah. More people do.
I do, and I have a firm handshake, but I don't often shake hands. I mean, it's not.
How did we greet each other when we first met? Did we shake hands?
No, we hugged.
Or did we give each other a hug?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's because we knew each other.
We already knew each other.
You wouldn't hug somebody. Yeah. You wouldn't hug somebody on your first, if you're getting to know them for the first time, you'd shake hands.
Yeah.
It seemed to me it's very appropriate to do that because I think it's a sign of sincerity. Unless you just have that fish shake. You know, it's like having a dead fish in your hand.
We used to have the sales guy. His name was, should I say it? Barry Spiro, if you're listening. Hi, Barry. And he was really big and really tall, and he had the wettest, limpest handshake. And after you were done, you were like,
that's a huge turnoff if a guy has a fish handshake.
Barry, I miss you in real life.
Okay. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Something else for you to think about, courtesy of Good Day. 21 after the hour.
So what?